Eve was first to arrive, as she'd been doing homework on her tablet in the living room. She was coming up on 10 years old, on the plain side of pretty, and was more concerned about her weight than she should have been at her age. As for Jay, he looked more like a combination of his parents. He was an old soul in a lanky body, and lacked any sense of style, individual or otherwise. He was the sort of young man that could use some help and wouldn't accept it when it was offered. He reminded Tom of the worst parts of himself. While Eve tried to top Holly when it came to welcoming Tom home from work, Jay didn't even address him. Dinner was on the table, and he wasn't going to miss it, but that was about as far as his involvement in the family would go. Tom understood. Once Eve washed her hands and the men pretended to do the same, they all sat down at the table. Holly helped them all fill their plates, stopping to prepare her own only when everyone else had started eating. By the time she sat down, the men were nearing seconds, and Eve was already running out the clock.
"So, honey, how was work today?" asked Holly. "Eve, you need to eat."
"Fine, I guess. You know how it is."
"Yeah, work is work," said Holly.
She'd been a homemaker since Jay was born. "Yeah. Rolls, Jay?" Tom asked.
"Yes, please," said Jay,
working from the same script his father had run since he was the same age. The Donner men were quiet, but they were reflexively polite, even with people they hated. "I didn't even ask yet. How was your day, Holly?"
"I washed our sheets. I cleaned the bathrooms, the tub, and the downstairs shower. I started laundry, but didn't finish it. The vacuum and dusting are done, though. I'll do the blankets in the other shower tomorrow."
"So good?"
"Yeah, sure. I wish I could have done more, though. It's better now that you're home."
Eve interrupted Holly, as usual.
"Mr. Poplar gave us our tests back. Guess what I got, Dad?" "Eve, please don't interrupt me when I'm talking to your father," said Holly. "I'm sorry, Mom. Guess what I got, Dad?"
She'd received an A. It was always an A, especially when Mr. Poplar was involved. He didn't show favoritism. The man just had a way of coaxing A's out of 75% of his students. He was more concerned with the kids memorizing basic facts than he was with finding out how good they were at studying. Mr. Poplar's method was to give kids the test, review the answers in class, and give the test again. It worked. It had worked when Tom was in school, too. The man had been teaching the same material at the same school for over 40 years. B plus?
Higher!
Tom knew his role. He knew all of the beats that he had to hit to put in a believable performance. To the untrained observer or one trying not to see that which was directly in front of their face, he pulled it off. He gave the appearance of someone who belonged in his role. He didn't enjoy it, but he knew that it was better if he stayed committed. He went through the motions as well as he could every day and told himself the rest would take care of itself. He wasn't the least bit emotionally involved, but he wasn't invested in anything else either. It was all the same to him. As always, the food was good. Holly had worked very hard to become an excellent cook. Tom could have closed his eyes and randomly selected from a list of her usual dishes, and any one of them would have been acceptable. He wasn't picky. The kids liked some things more than others, so he tried to rotate between their favorites. If Holly knew what he was doing, she didn't let on. She seemed happy to feed the family, no matter what her husband wanted to eat. She had her own preferences, but she didn't indulge them anymore.